Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Annalisa Sandrelli and we are here at the Venice Film Festival. I'm here with Enrico Pigliacampo, who's on behalf of Subti Limited. He works for Subti and has worked for Subti for quite a number of years. He will tell us all about it in a minute. But apart from his professional work here at Venice, he is here to tell us a little bit more about a European project that Subti is taking part in. The project is called LTA, Live Text Access, and concerns live subtitling via re-speaking and also via stenotyping, other alternative methods that Enrico will explain in a minute. It's an Erasmus Plus project, so it's a consortium of partners, some of them academic and others non-academic, and Subti is one of them. So first of all, welcome, and we're very pleased to have you here with us to tell us everything about Subti's involvement in this important European project. What can you tell us about it?
Well, Subti is one of the industry partners of this consortium. There are academic partners, industry partners, and associations. A user association and a certification association.
Okay.
The role of Subti in this consortium, in this project, and the role of other industry partners is to give insights from the professional point of view, so that we combine both academic and professional points of view and create a curriculum and materials to train race speaker and velo typists that that curriculum don't exist now. There is people who are teaching these techniques both in the academic field and in the vocational field, in vocational training, but there is not a clear curriculum. There are not skills. We don't know the exact skills that the market requires and the users require. So that is the main goal of the project. Find the skills.
Perhaps at this point we should clarify for those of our listeners who are not familiar with the topic of live subtitling that this form of subtitling differs from standard traditional subtitling because it is performed in real time. And so these two methods that you've mentioned, re-speaking and stenotyping and velotyping, are ways of transcribing spoken output in real time, which is extremely difficult. And that's why it's difficult to define the skill set that is required to perform such a task. As you mentioned, some of the partners are academic. Perhaps we can mention some of them. And you can tell us what you've been doing so far. I know that as a university teacher myself, I know that Erasmus Plus projects are aimed at developing teaching materials. There can be some research as well, but it's mostly about teaching. And as you rightly pointed out, there's not a lot out there to train re-speakers and velotypists and stenotypists. So I know that each partner has had a task of developing certain materials and so on. So perhaps you could tell us a bit about that and in particular about Subti's role in this.
Okay, the project is divided in five steps, which we call intellectual outputs. The first one was a research step. We asked professionals and teachers how they've learned to become race speakers. And we've asked the market and the users what they need, because we put together all this information and we created a so-called skills card. So we define which skills a good race speaker and velotypist must have to be defined a professional. The second step is the definition of a curriculum. So on the base of the skills card, we have defined the curriculum and researched what is already there. Mm-hmm. So articles taken also from other fields like interpreting, mm-hmm. which we can use, which teachers can use to train re speakers and belutaris. Uh-huh. And this second output is about to hand. We will have an event in October in Pisa,
okay.
where we will show the results of this second intellectual output.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next step is the creation of the materials.
Right.
These materials are going to be free for all, accessible for deaf people and visually impaired people, and they will be very flexible.
Okay.
So teachers and trainers can decide which materials to use and how to use them.
Mm-hmm.
The next step will be the test of these materials. A MOOC course will be offered so that students can test the materials and give their opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And the last step is certification. This step runs through all the project to make sure that everything that we do is certified and good quality.
Mm-hmm.
The quality of the things we do is certified, and that the materials are certified. So they, you know, then when you use that, they are of good quality.
Yeah, there's a certain common standard.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You mentioned an event that is going to take place in Pisa next month, but I know that SUPTI is also organizing another big event next year in November 2020.
Yes.
During the Turin Film Festival, if I'm not wrong.
Yes, during the Turin Film Festival, we are going to organize another event when we will show the results that we will have reached mm-hmm. by then. And it will take place during the Turin Film Festival, because we think that it is a good place to find people who are interested in what we do in accessibility. Because, and I also want to remember that one of the fields that we are taking in consideration during this project are both media accessibility and cultural events.
Mm-hmm.
And we have both during the film festival, of mm-hmm. course.
And you also mentioned that some associations are involved, because it's important to take into account the needs of the users. Perhaps those of our listeners who do not know these topics that well are not aware of the special needs that deaf people have when reading subtitles. So in this project, you're also trying to take on board the suggestions and advice coming from these associations. How does the collaboration work with them?
It is great, because it is, I think, one of the most important point of views. At the end, what we do that for the users.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to know if that is good or not from their point of view. The user association that is a partner of this project is the European Association of Hard of Hearing People.
Mm-hmm.
There is another association, but it is a certification association,
yep.
The ECQA, European yep. Certification Qualification Association. It is great, because you, in this project, you have all insights from all stakeholders,
mm-hmm.
So academic fields, industry, and users. Mm-hmm. And we think that is the best way to produce something which is very good quality and useful for the future.
Okay, Enrico, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I'm sure our listeners have found what you said about the LTA project very interesting. And I'm sure that Fred will also report about this event in Pisa next month. So stay tuned, because you're going to be hearing more about the LTA project from us. This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Annalisa Sandrelli, broadcasting from the Venice Film Festival. And and it's been a pleasure talking to you. Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.